Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Miles W. Miller, host of Creating a Championship Standard of Living. I'm doing an extra portion tonight. Yeah, we had the show earlier at 6 p.m., but there was something on my heart I really wanted to discuss and share with you. It's only going to be a 15-minute show, but I really wanted people to understand something. I listen to the show myself. I'm always taking notes when we're doing the shows. And our last guest, Governor Cedric Thompson, he spoke on something about some of the things he went through in his life. And one thing he touched on was that his relationship with his father. And it really touched me because he said something that really, really caught my eyes and caught my ears. He said that there was a time where he was slightly embarrassed of his father because of the job that his father did. And I can admit that there were times where I felt the exact same way with my own father. And I wanted to take this opportunity to address this to anybody who may hear this podcast, who may be listening to me live, who may be on the phone. Sometimes in life, we can really expect more from people than they're capable of giving us. Sometimes in life, we can really put too much on people. And sometimes, you know, there's things that people just, they need to do. They need to be able to take care of. But in dealing with parents and dealing with siblings and dealing with people that we love, sometimes they're not going to be who you want them to be. And we have to understand that. I actually had a conversation with somebody earlier in the night, just before I came on to do the show, somebody who I once dated. And I had to say to them that, you know what, I apologize to you for trying to make you be somebody that you weren't called to be for me. And I can look at this person so much in a different light now. I can actually be helpful to them because now I don't view them with my expectation of them. I can view them from an encourager, from the heart of an encourager, the heart of somebody who operates in love. And I say that now. A lot of people are probably dealing with some situations now where forgiveness would loosen the bands of anything holding them down. I want to just apologize to my parents for sometimes not honoring them like I should have. I want to apologize for anybody who I may have not been who I was supposed to be for. I apologize to anybody that needs to hear me say I apologize to you. Because forgiveness is important. It's an important factor. Because especially when you're dealing with human beings, we're not going to be who you want us to be. I'm not going to be who you want me to be. I've already accepted that. I had to accept the fact that God created each and every one of us in his likeness and image, which means that each and every one of us was put here with a specific assignment. Now, that doesn't say, okay, you have free reign and free rule to hurt me or do anything you want to me. But it does say I understand that each and every one of us is called to do a specific assignment on this earth. Each and every one of us is called to do some dynamic things on this earth. And sometimes, just sometimes, the things that we think we need from somebody else, God wants us to lean on him to get those very things. That's why forgiveness is important, because we have to be able to be able to get in that flow, that dynamic, universal, divine flow that God has so beautifully orchestrated for each and every one of us. I always tell people that a square peg fits in a square hole. A circular peg fits in a circular hole. But I know in my past, coming up, I used to try to put the square peg in the circular hole. Well, I realize now in my life that I'm a square. I'm that square peg, and I belong in the square hole. But I also remember growing up that I used to try to force that square peg into that circular hole. And when it didn't fit, I went and got a hammer and forced it in. And what I found out was that when you try to force that square peg into that circular hole, it does structural damage to both pieces. It breaks both pieces. There are a lot of people right now that are broken. They're coming from brokenness. They're still broken and they haven't healed yet. There's a lot of people who just need God to touch them. There's a lot of people who are not at the place where they're ready to receive the promise that God has for them. Well, that's what I pray that this podcast tonight, or this live recording, if you're listening to it live, I pray that this what this will do for you. I'm praying for each and every one of us to be whole. But first, it starts with forgiveness. First, it starts with forgiving yourself. Forgiving the people that have hurt you. Forgive the people who may have, you know, doubted your talent. They may have doubted your ability. They may have talked about you. They may have done things to hurt you. Please believe, I know it firsthand. I've had people do it to me. Some people I loved and respected and cared about so much. I wanted them to love me so much. I wanted them to accept me so much. But they didn't. They rejected me. But I forgive them because they didn't know what they were doing. If they had known that what they were doing would help propel my destiny, they may have not done it that way. They may have tried to sugarcoat it. They may have done it something different. So I can't be mad at anybody anymore for anything that's happened to me in the past. I've had friends do some horrendous things to me. I've had people do some horrendous things to me. But I stand here now as a man who loves God so much that I want everything that God has for me. And I suggest the same thing for you, that you want what God has for you so much that you won't let anything stand in the way. So I forgive anybody who's hurt me. I forgive anybody who's come against me. I forgive anybody or anything that needs my forgiveness. I forgive myself for the mistakes I've made. Because I've done some things that have been very hurtful to people that I love. You know, I've done some really bad things, not intentionally. But you don't have to intend a bad thing for it to be a bad thing. It's still a bad thing. It still may affect somebody adversely. And I apologize to anybody I've offended. I apologize to anybody I've hurt, because I want nothing more than for everybody, nothing less than anybody, than everybody that I come in contact with to be blessed tremendously. I know that that's probably the same thing for most of the people that hear my voice. So what I'm saying, I go back to the beginning. I ask, in fact, after I get off the show tonight, I'm actually going to call my parents. I'm going to talk to my parents individually, and I'm going to apologize to them. And I'm also going to forgive them. Because it's more important for us to have a relationship in love versus me wanting to be right, or you didn't do this or you didn't do that. I love my father too much to let anything come between us. I love my mother too much to let anything come between us. I love my siblings too much to let anything come between us. But I have to say that things happen. People, things happen. People make mistakes. And I don't know how bad the situation was between you and your parents, or you and your siblings, or you or somebody that you really love. It could have been a spouse who left out on you. It could have been somebody who said they're going to be there with you forever. I don't know how bad things are. I don't know how bad things were for you, but I know that forgiveness will set you free from whatever that thing was. And receiving God into your heart will heal you. Because right now, we have a lot of bad rates as far as divorce rates. You know, people just decide not to even get married no more. People decide not to even date no more sometimes. Because people are hurt. And the only thing I pray is that people heal. Before you try to get into a relationship with somebody, heal. You know, get whole. Don't take your brokenness to somebody else who's really trying to do something right. Get healed, get whole first. Do whatever it takes to get healed, get whole. Trust God. God is a deliverer. He sent us a deliverer. Jesus is a deliverer. We can be healed. We can be whole. But I suggest please do so before you interact and take yourself and bond yourself to somebody else. And pray for the people that come into your life. Pray that they're healed and that they're whole. And if they're not healed and whole, then keep praying for them until they become healed and whole. Because guess what? Your prayers matter. Your opinions of people matter. What you think about people matters. There are people I deal with every day that I know firsthand they're broken. And they're broken bad. And sometimes they make me mad. Sometimes to the point where I want to punch them in the face. Then I have to remember, I'm not perfect either. And if God got mad at me every time I did something wrong, where would I be? But if he forgives me for the mistakes I make, what makes me so big that I can't forgive them? And vice versa. Yep, I'm not saying that what happened was good. I'm not saying that what happened was, you know, you just got to deal with it. I'm saying forgive them. Love God so much that you forgive everybody who ever caused you any pain. Because guess what? What God has for you is even greater than that. And also remember this. Nothing can happen to you unless it happens for you. Nothing in this lifetime can happen to you unless it happens for you. Nothing, and I repeat, nothing in this lifetime that happens to you can happen unless it happens for you. So understand that even the trials and tribulations, we all know trials and tribulations, they will come. That's guaranteed to us. But walk with a heart of forgiveness. Walk with a heart of love. Walk with a heart of peace. And do what it takes to become healed and become whole. I actually, if you look on this blog, I actually posted a blog, a healing prayer called Heal the Sick Lord. It's on Facebook. I'm going to actually post a link to it on Twitter and MySpace. I want you to read that prayer. I want you to pray that prayer. I want you to pray that prayer because it's a dynamic prayer. And I put it there for you because I really want people to be blessed. I really want people to live their dreams and not their nightmares. In fact, what I suggest we all do is from this point forward, let's just do everything we can to promote each other's faith. Let's encourage each other. Let's motivate each other. If somebody is sick, let's pray for them to get healed. If somebody needs something, let's not look down on them no more. Let's do everything we can to help each other. But it starts with forgiveness. Forgive yourself, forgive others, and let God be God in your life. Let God be big. God wants to arise, and once he arises in your life, the enemy has to scatter. Anything that's coming against you now, trust God, because God is bigger than anything you'll ever face, anything you'll ever see. Anything that can ever come against you, God is bigger than that. And he wants you to know that he's bigger than that. He wants you to know that he loves you. He wants you to know that he cares. He said, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. Allow God to be God in your life tonight. Allow God to be God in your life today. Allow God to be God in your life. Every time you hear this podcast, know that God is still on the throne. He loves you. He loves you. But you have to forgive anybody who wrongs you to stay in the flow of that love. Because in his love, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. But unforgiveness will block you from getting into that presence, into his holy presence. I want to offer to pray for everybody who can hear this podcast. And I offer you this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you today, giving you thanksgiving, giving you honor, giving you praise, giving you glory, and giving you worship. Father, we thank you that as people hear this podcast, that they will know, they will feel your love, they will feel your presence, Father. We repent for everything that we've ever done as wrong and that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We repent for unforgiveness that we may have had in our lives. Father, we forgive all those people who've come against us and caused us pain and caused us harm. We forgive any and everybody who has hurt us. Father, we forgive them and we completely exonerate them. We let them go. We hand that over to you now, Father, because we know that as we cast our cares upon you, you love us and you care for us, Father. We thank you that you are healing our hearts now, that you're delivering us now, that you're giving us peace in our heart now, Father. Create us a clean heart and renew us a right spirit now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Father, we will be mindful to give you all the glory and all the worship that you so deserve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast, and I pray that you can walk in with a heart of forgiveness, because it's so important for your destiny, for you to be able to forgive anybody or anything that has caused you harm and caused you pain. Well, I'm signing off. This is Miles W. Miller. And again, remember, don't ever give up. Don't ever quit on your dreams. God bless you, and I'll see you next week.